Very good. We will move on now to number 10, elk draw structure.
Yeah, Madam Chair and Commissioners, so this particular petition here by, again, Mr. Fuchsia from Spearfish talks about and asks for the draw process and the notifications to be earlier in the year. Not a new topic again that many of us have talked about numerous times, and some of those conversations with you as a commission as well. Certainly understand wanting to know the results of the draws earlier, whether it's just planning your trip in South Dakota or planning trips elsewhere. Again, I'm going to take a few steps back to talking about elk in South Dakota. We do not have the numbers like some of the western states where a lot of people do go elk hunting. We have a much smaller population, and honestly, our population management, what I would offer up to you, is handled with a very fine-tooth comb on an annual basis. And what I mean by that is, it wasn't that long ago when we talked about what should our elk population be, primarily in the Black Hills, what should that number be? How is our approach when things are getting too high, too low? But there wasn't that, there was a time not that long ago, we didn't even have a number in place what it should be. Well, at that time we implemented and did a research project and then implemented our aerial survey of the elk population in the Black Hills, where we do conduct that every 3 to 4 years. We do, technically it's not a survey, it's a census, because we do and we fly the entire Black Hills. But from that, we now have that baseline data to better manage what that number should be. With that information, going through the elk management plan the very first time, we had conversations from sportsmen to landowners to permittees in the Black Hills, and came up with, which we still function under today, of that population of right around 7,000, ranging between 6,000 and 8,000. And those gives us the parameter of how we move forward to do that. But to manage it within that fine scale, we do rely on that aerial survey conducted every 3 to 4 years. We rely on our harvest information. We rely on other biological information that our staff collect on an annual basis. And we use that then in between the aerial surveys, and using modeling other resources to that, to figure out where we're at and what those license allocations can be or should be to stay within that management objective, also based on environmental factors. That, why I'm sharing that with you, it comes to why not do the draws earlier and have the results earlier. And it's because we wait and use all of our harvest information and collect all the other biological information, and collectively, that's what helps create our license allocations and bring that forward. And when we do that, that's usually in the March timeframe. We have, and over the past 20 plus years, our draw has been in that May timeframe. And that's how we have handled it. Could we go earlier? Absolutely. We've talked about the concepts of moving it earlier to give more time to people. And it's been a challenge to move it earlier, primarily because we hear time and time again about the finesse and the management of the numbers that we have in the Black Hills. And so we really haven't gone to a place where we go much earlier, and that we're using 2-3 prior years data versus the most recent or most applicable data that we collect to do our license allocations. We're going to continue to look at opportunities to move this up forward. E-tags and some of those things, more sophisticated reporting of harvest, maybe data and information can come in sooner. We're looking at those things. Maybe all those pieces fall into place here over the next couple of years as we dive into that more. We have that information sooner, which then could back up the drawings as well. Would we want to get there? That'd be fantastic, right? But we're not there just yet. But that's something that we'll continue to look at and strive for, and try to give people as much time as possible for drawing applications and deadlines, so they can do their planning for future hunting trips, whether it's in South Dakota or other states as well. So all that, Madam Chair and Commissioners, we would recommend denial of this particular one. The one other piece that I would share, when it comes to the drawing deadline and putting out the results, and when we do our application deadline and the draw deadline, all of that we handle internally via policy, if I may. none of that, whether we talk about deer or elk or anything like that, do we put in rule? And there would be a jeopardy. If we put in rule saying the draw results will be posted by March 15th or something like that, what if something else happens within the system? Or what happens if, you know, data comes in later and we can't meet that? Well, now we have something, an administrative rule that just talks about results being posted or an application being posted on a specific date. We don't have the ability to adjust if necessary. So our recommendation would be denial of this petition, but would share with you, we will continue to look hard and look at opportunities where we can move those things up earlier so people can plan accordingly moving into the future.
Very good. Any questions from the commissioners? The recommendation is to deny. We need a motion and a second.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Beese.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Watkin. All those in favor of denial, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. All right, it is denied. Thank you. We'll move on to number